Oh man, sounds like we're live. Live and wild. Running.
No turning back now.
What?
Hotel California.
Yeah.
Oh
god.
Oh man.
Well, it's good to be back. We've taken a little break.
I know. It seems
like 2 or 3
forever.
Weeks. Yeah.
I was like, when was our last episode? Well, oh yeah, because we double dashed.
Yeah, we
double
yeah.
double dash.
Yeah, yeah, we do that sometimes too.
Yeah.
Yep. It was a long day, but it was a fun day.
We started yawning a lot.
Yep.
Got tired.
Sometimes we do that in our second episodes too. Yep. But it's usually it's because hard. Ours is at like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, yeah. That's
yep.
That's late. I'm old.
Felt that.
Yeah.
We spent like 3 hours reading cards that we didn't really care about too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good bit.
Yeah.
Best bit ever.
That's pretty funny.
But I want to welcome you guys. So we have Edward and Fu from Commander's Conclave.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
I'm glad you all came in.
Yeah.
And yeah, we've been chilling for a bit already. And yeah, it's cool. We live so close. So.
Yeah, yeah. So we're from out in the Cincinnati region. Not many people know that. I think our regions are not too far apart. So yep. This was a perfect opportunity to come hang out, be in a different town, and hang out with a couple other members of the community.
Yeah, yeah.
So we appreciate your invite. It was, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was like, hell yeah. I talked to Fu right away. Like, we got to do this.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do it.
That's, yeah, I texted him. I was like, let's. I watched one of your episodes, and I'm like, yeah, they're like us.
Yeah, I was like, and I watched it too. Up. I was like, oh yeah, they are. Cool.
And then I was like, oh shit, that's kind of scary.
Yeah. So when David and I started doing this, I never would have thought we'd be like meeting people like from all over the place. And like, we've already met a few people and we've already like established like friendships with people. It's fucking wild.
It is pretty fucking wild. Like,
it's cool.
But yeah, so it's super cool that you guys are here, and so far, fucking, I already had a blast talking about gear and shit. So,
we like our gear a lot. That was one thing that I said. So when I first started, my name's Edward, also known as Perciferous, and where I usually started at was like right when the pandemic was starting to hit, like right before that, I was starting to get into filming more things and talking about filming things. And me and a friend of mine, Scott, who's back home, we've got some episodes with him coming up. Cool. So we decided we would sit down and try to come up with some sort of a plan. And we started out with a channel that was called the Cube League. It was on the channel called the Cube Tube. And so the channel's still up. Didn't get a whole lot of traction, which I understand, but it was kind of a niche project for us. And so that really got us into it. We built some programs to keep track of score, keep track of life totals, keep track of card names. During gameplay, it would flip a card up that they were playing. So, you know, it was a lot of fun to work on. And, after working on it for like 60 hours between 2, 3, 4 people for a week to put together one episode.
Yep,
I was like, you know, what else am I doing out here in the world? So that's where the getting into the creator started. But it gave me some good experience because we were like filming people's hands.
Yep.
We were filming what they're drafting.
We would pick one player
a week. And we would film them and then film them playing against their opponents.
Yep. Nice.
And trying to secure the win for their team. And it was a league.
Like, okay.
Like there was dues and the dues didn't go towards us at all. Like we're just here filming it. Like everything was put into prizes. And the prizes were divvied out. And first place, it was a 5-week league.
Oh.
First place took home like 4 boxes usually. Between 2 people.
That's awesome.
It was pretty good prizes.
Yeah.
It was pretty good turnout, you know. Like, we had 8 dudes, and we wanted to show them, like, you know, a little bit of money from you guys, and at the end it can turn into this. And, like, even the lowest payout was, like, still really good for the money that was paid in. It was still, like, 1.5 on a return. So, I mean, that's pretty good.
Pretty good, yeah.
We were pretty happy about that. And yep. me and my partner doing it, like, we didn't take anything from that. Like, we put together the video.
Yep.
We ship it out to the world. The yeah. world watches video.
Yep.
That's that.
Yeah.
Only too many people didn't watch it.
yeah. Especially for that many hours into it. That's crazy. Yeah. It sounds so, like a yeah, crazy the editing.
The episodes were broke up between, like, the draft was one little mini episode inside the week. And we made a playlist, you know. It had the draft. It had game one against player X, game or match two against player Y. And then if there was a third match, it had whoever it was. So it was pretty intricate. We had a lot of fun with it. We had two iterations of our program. One looked like really old timey. kind of looked a little. We were young. We didn't know what we were doing. And I got better and better with the Adobe products. And
It's just like you just got to like do something and then see where it sucked and then like make it better and just keep going.
Yeah.
So.
Then we started the Commander's Conclave after we decided, hey, it's time for us to like start trimming down some editing time so I can actually put a video out weekly. So we trimmed it down. We got it to where like we had a guy come in and he was going to like really run everything. And it ended up not working so great because the guy like he did everything he could, but he had too many things going on.
Yeah.
So like... We weren't mad at him.
Yeah.
We found some great people. Like, me and Fu have been playing together for, 8 years.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Okay.
And so we were like he actually came on the original show.
Yeah.
And we talked shortly after. I was like, I got to have you. It's like, you know, once we get this thing going, we got to have you on all the time. It's like, hell yeah.
And I was like, I think I got some ideas. Yeah, that's all right.
Here we are, like 40 episodes. The 40th episode drops at the time of this recording, today. So.
That's crazy. That's cool. Awesome.
Yeah. So that's pretty awesome. 40 episodes, I never thought we would get there, but we got there.
40 episodes I didn't want to do.
That's bullshit. Whatever. You love it.
Yeah, dude.
You love every minute of it.
Yeah.
Just watch Fu's intro. You'll get the real thing. Yeah.
Soon you'll have your own spinoff and everything.
Yeah.
I'm just going around, dude. Coming to a town near you, I'm just going to come in and just play a game of Magic.
Yeah. And you know what it's going to be called? It's going to be called Fu's Busted Four Mana Commanders.
Yeah. Okay, dude. Just roll a dice. Just pick one of these busted four drop commanders and then we can play again. No worries, dude.
Yeah, why is it the four drops always seem like they're busted?
I don't know, dude. It's a really good number. It's a well rounded number. Easy to ramp into.
Yeah, four. Like, it's like you get the ramp twice.
Yeah.
You just get your commander probably turn three.
And you just gotta pick something with value and you know that's just the
run.
Yeah, just run with it. Yeah,
you know. Yeah, it makes sense.
Who's busted for CMC Fest?
Yes. All of his decks, you'll find a common.
You could run a tournament where the rules are everyone has to bring a 4 CMC commander.
Yeah, that could be true.
That would be fun.
Yeah,
that would be fun. We're getting ready to. We've got a local guy that we're going to have on our show. He runs a budget commander league.
Okay.
That happens like once a month at one of the LGSs that he does it at, and he has like a turnout of like 50 people usually.
Damn.
If not more.
Nice. That's a lot.
He's doing a little fest called BudgetCon, I think it is, and it's he's got this little convention he's going to put together in like one of the little parts of our. Neighborhood town there, and he's got this whole thing planned out. It's pretty cool. He asked if we wanted to be a part of it, and I was like, I don't know if I can build a deck on a budget, but I'll try. I mean, I see shiny things. I'm like, I got to play with this.
What is your definition of budget?
Yeah, like
I think it's like $20.
$20. Uh-huh. Who rolls with us?
Yeah,
$20.
It's Yeah, we all said. I have to do is just take out my quote unquote expensive card. You know? we'll get there.
Yeah, like we were talking about that with Brandon, because Brandon ran that Kadama deck, and we're like, Brandon, you could probably put that in that budget con. And he's like, I don't know, it's got a walking ballista in it, it's got a tireless tracker in it, it's got, you know, a couple of these other cards that are expensive. I was like, yeah, but if you like work through some of it and yep. still keep at least one or two of the big inherent combos, like yep. you could still run it probably at $100.
Yeah,
walking
yeah,
ballistas yeah. are like 12 or 15
yeah,
bucks.
They're not yeah. too much.
Yeah. yeah. So, and they go by the lowest cost printing. So,
okay.
So maybe he'll do it. We'll see. Mm-hmm. Brandon, if you're watching this, you better do it.
I know we've done some like budget builds just for fun, and we just like grumble over a text thread, like just being like, this sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
No matter what, I sacrifice like whatever it is, $25 for Jessica's Wheel in every day.
I try so hard not to. It makes mana and it gives me extra cards.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yep. Don't fuck around there.
Yeah.
You don't want to see Fu with all that resource available to him. But maybe you do. I mean, it all depends on what kind of mood he's in.
Care.
I mean, I'll
I've cry watched, a little.
As long as he's not hitting me, as long as I'm not swinging at you this turn, right?
Yeah. I've literally watched the guy have the treasure... the Treasure Win Con, the black one, Revel in Riches.
Yeah.
I've literally watched him have it on the battlefield and use the treasures from it instead of just building the treasures too. Yeah. I'm like, dude, you're playing it wrong. He's like, no, I'm playing a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. He's like, I know which ways to play it.
If I get it, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very funny to watch somebody do that.
Right,
because you see it like so easily be able to be done, and then all of a sudden they're the target.
Yeah,
yeah. And Fu's just like, if you want to target me, then I'll start using it that way. But until then, I'm just playing with these extra pieces of mana I got. Leave me alone. GTFOH, bro.
Playing with the house's money.
I just need the mana. Dude. If I could land ramp in whatever color besides green.
I mean, you can't in white.
Yeah.
You definitely can white. There's more and more white cards anymore that say go get a plains or go get a basic land.
That's true.
That's scary.
I think I just love the classic Gift of Estates, so that's
right
for me.
Yeah, that one's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gift of Estates. Get out of here.
I would love some land.
Yeah, right? Right? Yes. Like, what were they thinking
why not?
What were they thinking when they wrote that card? They were like, white needs some ramp.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, did they literally not look at what's the big white land? The guy's Cradle for Enchantments, Sarah's Sanctum. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, didn't they look at that and be like, this is way too much power for white?
Yeah.
Like, way, literally.
Cut it out.
Yeah.
A 15-year ban on white.
That's just because white's just too strong. They're just like, because it's like, oh man, oops, we made it too powerful. We have to scale it back down. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, oh man, it's not powerful enough. Maybe if we just kind of, oops. You know,
white would be so fine if they just added non-conditional card draw, just a little bit.
Yeah,
just
right. Like, you know. It would be over the top.
Then you get cards that are like $25. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Only everyone's made in like Commander pre-cons, right? Like,
Exactly. Yeah. And that's why they're $25. In the pre-con.
For sure.
They're shooting themselves in the foot there.
So I started playing Magic back a long time ago, and I quit playing Magic for a long time also. So I started playing in like 99, 2000 around Mercadian Masks, and I played for a little bit and a couple of years, and my friends that I was playing with that taught me how to play, like they all moved on, and I was like, okay, I guess I'll move on. I held my cards. First foil card I ever opened was in my second pack ever. It was Mercadian Masks, and I opened a foil Misdirection, which was like nice. $300 at the time.
Yeah.
I thought I was on top of the fucking
world.
Yeah. Like, holy shit, I just opened this? And the guy that was teaching me how to play handed me the packs. Like, here, new guy, here you go. And I opened it up. I was like, what's this? He's like, oh, shit. He's like, so about that card, can I have that back? And I was no. You gave this to me.
Yeah.
Nah, he didn't ask for it back.
Yeah.
Like, if he had, I would have understood.
Probably,
like,
down he wanted to.
Yeah. I've had pretty good luck with opening cards. So after I quit, I went back and Oath of the Gatewatch.
Okay.
So that was my third week of playing, coming back, Oath of the Gatewatch pre-release. I sit down with my first pre-release kit, open my very first pack out of it, and there's a Wasteland.
Ooh, nice.
I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
The store owner, or the guy running the store at the time was Richie. He was a guest on one of our shows a couple of times. He took some good pictures of us, too. He does photography. His name's Dickie Bill Photography. His photography's great, but he came in and did some work with us. And while he was running the pre-release that night, he came over and saw that I opened that up. He was like, "Here, let me hold on to this for you. Put this on a top loader." He wrote on a basic land, Wasteland. He said, "If anybody gives you any grief, you know they can see the card.
Yeah, just go look."
He's like, "I don't want somebody to steal this from you." And I was like, "Well, I don't think anybody's going to do that." He's like, "Yeah, I don't want to take the chance." It was like $500 that night.
Yeah, jeez.
I was like, wow. It's not worth that anymore, but it still held on to some pretty good value. Yeah. I ended up trading it a few years into playing because I wanted some fetch lands.
Yeah.
And shock lands because I was getting into modern. And that was a terrible mistake.
I love modern. Oh, shit. Wait, were those lottery cards in that?
Yeah.
The expeditions.
Half of the expedition.
I never. Oh, Chuffy, he pulled one, didn't he? A Scalding Tarn or something.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I bought a pack of OGW a couple of years ago, and I was honestly thinking about getting into Legacy, and I pulled a Ancient Tomb. And there's a local guy to us that he trades a lot. He said, "Ooh, I'm really interested in that." I said, "Okay, turn it into four of what it is." He said, "Okay."
Yeah.
So he came back to me later on, like a couple of weeks later. He's like, "Hey, you still got that Ancient Tomb?" I was like, "Yep." Yeah. He's like, "I got four of them for you." I was like, "Sweet."
Yeah. Yeah.
So, of course, I had to build Eldrazi and and Legacy after that.
Yep. I forgot all about those expeditions.
Yeah.
I never really saw those.
Yeah, I never got one.
I didn't. I forgot about them.
I pulled a couple. I pulled a Windswept Heath, which was funny because I run green white and like at least everything.
Yeah, we're just talking about early before. How many? Yeah.
So green white decks. So I have two Karametra decks. One is an Elves deck, and one is just Enchantress. I said that. Just Enchantress.
Just Enchantress.
So the Elves deck is obviously very fast, wants to win right away. And then the Enchantress deck is like, I'm here for the long haul.
Yeah.
I'm gonna eventually lock everybody out. My shit can't be targeted. My shit's indestructible. Fuck off. I'm beating your faces.
Yeah.
You know? But it'll take a long time to get there. But on the way there, we'll have some fun and draw some cards.
That's not with the elves. I don't think it takes that long with the elves.
Yeah, not with the elves. The elves, it's very fast. No.
Elves are spread. Elves, dude. It's like, oh, you kept the one lander?
Yeah.
Kept the one lander.
Yeah.
But guess what? It's gas.
Just some elves, dude.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. I ripped a second land. You're fucked.
Yeah. Here I come.
Turn five crater hoof with fucking 18 elves on the battlefield.
Jesus.
Didn't even cast Karametra yet.
That was my first EDH deck, was a green white. I did Savala.
Okay. Populate.
The Explorer. Yeah.
Made tokens, right?
I did life gain.
Oh,
I just like,
yeah.
It was just like, that was when I started playing, was Core Set and Battle for Zendikar.
Okay.
So
Origins and.
Yeah, Origins, yeah. Yeah. So
Origins is such a good set.
It's about when I started. Yeah. I bought a lot of Origins packs.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then I think you gave me a Savala. You're like, build this. And I was like, okay. I just kind of built it all fucking weird, and then it evolved over the years. So
I
didn't really know how to play yet. So I learned back in the day during like Kamigawa original. Oh, yeah. I learned how to play, but I didn't play.
Yeah.
Like you were the one I was introduced to.
Yeah.
That's kind of like me when I first started. Like, I went out and played. I did really well. Like, I picked up the game really, really well. The guy that taught me how to play was always like, yeah, let's get you to a couple of tournaments. Like,
uh-huh.
Yep.
So I'd play in, like, local tournaments, but I never went to anything big. Not until, like, I came back and I went to a few Star City events and stuff like that.
Nice.
That was fun.
Yeah, I played like a tabletop, like just with my friends. Like it was like me, two friends. It was Corey Burns and Cody Rigsby, and we were sitting at Cody's kitchen table, and it's like, oh well, like what do you guys want to do? And we're just like, well, you know, do you guys want to play some video games? No. Well, do you want to go outside? Definitely no. we got some cards, and, you know, like, he literally opens up, like, a little treasure chest, and it's, like, all these, like, little pre-con decks.
Okay,
and,
yeah.
I pick out this, like, the Niv-Mizzet, like, one, and it's like, oh, the rest is history.
Yeah.
Red, blue forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Is it Foo? Yeah. Is he playing Is It?
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't really playing at all. I was hanging out with him. Just knocked the shit out of this.
Sorry,
I was hanging out with him, and he fucking was like, you have to come over and hang out with us.
You got it.
When, on Mondays. And I was like, sure. We play Magic the Gathering. I was like, I don't care. I was like, right. I'll hang out and drink beer, though.
Yep.
And then you were like, you're playing. And he's like, pick a deck. And I was like,
what? I don't even know how to
do it. I was just like, I was like, do you have zombies or something? And he's like, yeah. And he handed me, I don't even remember what zombie deck it was, but.
Grimgrin.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Nice.
I didn't play it very well at all. I didn't.
Probably that was the first time.
Yeah. So I was sitting there playing. But I was like very reluctant at first. So I was just like, this is really nerdy. And then I was like, well, I'm a crackhead now.
Right? You get that first touch.
I'm so competitive. Like, I could sit there and get beat over and over again. I was like, well, maybe I can try and win.
You're just like, dude, this is so nerdy. There's no way I'm going to fucking lose. Yeah. He's like, no.
These fucking nerds are going to beat me at this shit. Fuck that. Nerds.
Yeah. We used to meet my cousin played all the time.
Yeah.
And, he's funny as fuck to play with.
Yeah.
He's a real kind of asshole. Yeah. But in like a funny fucking way.
Yep.
That's great.
Yep. Yeah. I played all the way. I started in Revised.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Played a little bit into fourth. And then didn't play again. Yeah, fucking old as fuck, foo.
Him and our friend Brad, they're like.
Balls.
OGs, fuck.
I didn't play again until first Mirrodin. I played a little bit of Mirrodin into Kamigawa. Stopped in Kamigawa and didn't play again until first Ravnica.
Yeah.
Stopped after first Ravnica. Until second Ravnica.
Yeah.
And
see, that's where I started.
Never
second,
came back.
I started in second Ravnica, so I'm sitting here like, oh, hell yeah. Like, I love the story, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then it's just like, oh, there's a whole nother story. Damn. Yeah. It's like, this place didn't even exist. There's a whole war. There was a whole nother war. Oh, God.
Dude. Oh,
like,
what? Yeah. And there was a. There was a time before the mending?
Yeah.
Dude. What? Yep.
Dude, supplemental what reading, dude. Yeah. You gotta love it.
But, yeah. I mostly played Standard for a little bit, and then my friend had second at Ravnica, yeah. And a friend showed me Commander, and I was like, eh, that's it. This is all I'm doing.
Yeah. I think that's around the same time my Commander started getting big, too.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. So, like, I didn't play Commander at first. I played Standard, which is like typically what most people come into.
Yep.
Played Standard for a little while. I enjoyed Standard up until like 2 or 3 years ago. Like, really enjoyed Standard.
Yep.
But I also played other formats. But when I was playing Standard, like when I first started, somebody handed me an EDH deck because we weren't playing Standard that day, and I was there to play Standard. And they handed me Omnath, just green Omnath, and I was like,
oh yeah.
I've only been playing for like 2 weeks. I know nothing about how this thing works. And I just sat there and played and was like, I know nothing about this. I was like, but I like it.
Yeah.
So like, yeah. I don't know. I guess it was about 6 months later. I was at the LGS I played at, and my friends were sitting down to play Commander, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to buy a Commander deck. So I bought, it was the Orzhov Enchantress deck.
Oh, yeah.
With Daxos, the Returned on it. And that deck was good, had a lot of potential.
Yep.
But I decided that I wanted to add green to it. So it went Abzan for a little bit, and I decided that was wrong. Those are not the right colors for the Enchantress. So I backed the black out and went Selesnya and added Karametra, and that really jived. It's been my pet deck for a long time.
Yep. I just took my pet deck apart. Real sad.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude.
No. Well, I bet you're real sad to you.
Yeah.
What was yours?
Nicole Bolas, the Ravager.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know.
The flip one.
It does that.
It does.
I'm a Nicole Bolas fanboy.
Yeah.
So I look at that card.
Every group
every
has one.
Every time I go to my LGS, I just look at it. I'm just like, I'm going to get hated out when they just look at this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Well, you should. It should happen, but it never does.
You know what you do? And you hide it in like a crummy, like Grixis Pirates Day.
Surprise.
Second Commander, Nicol Bolas.
Elder Dragon motherfucker.
yeah. The hated out decks, like, I have a handful of them.
Well,
I do.
Our play group, it's like, you play like shit that should be hated out, and then like
Will just attacks you.
Will just fucks around and does wild card shit. And then Brad just like tries to be the meme the whole time. And I'm like, guys, let's fucking handle this. Like, let's legitimately play Magic. And everyone just fucking like, oh,
it's like running in a circle.
And then you just win. Yeah. You're like, oh, I just win. Where I'm like, oh, fuck, shit.
Like, there's no one paying attention.
Yes. Just hang out.
Yeah. Will thinks I'm tricking him. And I'm like, no, I'm not. Not trying to trick you, dude.
Yeah, it's like, dude, it's the mind game.
Yeah.
Like, are you doing politics again? He's like, no, I'm just letting you know.
Dude's playing Nicol Bolas. Let's
right.
Remember what that card does.
Kill the dragon. Should I say it again?
Kill plus it. +2 to exile a permanent. Let's think about this
think
for
about
a second.
That. Yeah. A permanent. Oh, you like your lands?
Or whatever it is, destroy a permanent.
Yeah, the Nicol Bolas Planeswalker. So open. Will's just like, nah, that's cool.
What? Yeah. What's he going to do, target me with it? Nah, dude.
Yeah. I think it stems from this time that he blew up all my islands, and I'm the only one to lose land, and so I killed him for 3 weeks straight.
First. So he doesn't fuck with you anymore.
So he doesn't fuck with me.
He was like, fair. I can see it.
It's funny. There's been a lot of times recently in our group where we've been seeing more and more Ugin, and it makes me more and more sad.
Don't see Ugin a whole lot in our play group.
No, I played it the other day for the first time.
Yeah, and I hated it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was like, oh, God, that's fucking too powerful.
It is. It's way too
powerful. Yeah, for such a hero.
Yeah.
For such a heroic planeswalker, he's like an asshole card. Yeah.
Ugin, the asshole.
Yeah.
It's definitely in the Atraxa Planeswalkers deck, but I've not seen it yet.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it once in, like, practice. But,
he is a pleasant surprise. But that's practice. When he comes up for you.
Yeah.
When he comes up for an opponent, he's definitely an unpleasant surprise. Right.
Yeah, I hate that when you put you slot a card in, and you just never see it when you play.
Never see it.
Ever, never ever pops up. You get the same shit every time. It seems like
that's why you got a goldfish, right? And you just like look for like some like. Like, oh, why does this shit card keep coming up? And you're like, all right, if this card keeps coming up, I'm going to switch it out with this card, and hopefully, hopefully it doesn't work out that way.
No.
I love it when I scry to the bottom and then I shuffle and it's the fucking card I draw.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. They were mulliganing like, into
guys,
the same
cards. Like, guys, I cheated. They're like, no, I saw you. Yeah. You shuffled it. No.
I've never thought of doing that. Just saying I admit that I cheated just to get that fucking card out of my hand.
Yeah, you
cheated, guys.
I cheated, guys. This card.
Cheated. Takes it back.
Yeah.
And then
reshuffle.
When I drew my card, it was the same card.
Yeah. Oops, I forgot to push it to the bottom.
So let me just push this one to the bottom again.
Reverse psychology.
Let me put this one to the bottom again.
Well, you just shuffle.
And then
you
just.
I like you watched you shuffle.
I'm going to pull that on Will. I just cheated, dude. Let me just.
Yeah, dude.
You probably wouldn't back. Even.
You'd be like,
oh, okay.
I mean, it's happened before. Remember, I was like, did that guy just shuffle?
we had that dude. He shuffled his hand right into his library.
Oh shit! Yeah, that's happened before.
After fetching it, and goes, "Oh fuck!" Still shuffling. Oh fuck!
Just shuffle is such a satisfaction. I just, you know, you can't stop.
I just did this.
That's like, happened a few times.
And I was like, dig him out.
I was
if you remember
was,
him, dig
I was
him
going
out.
For
he was
the like, combo.
Really
man thing. Like,
oh, yeah. I totally remember.
Tutor. I was just cute. And
no,
then like,
he
no,
remembered.
Yeah. Just cute, dude. That's like, my bad.
We actually had it on
that happens
like,
after.
Hey, man, I'm out of here. And he cries. I'm going to get some snacks now. Give me the next round.
When that usually happens after like a pong rip or something.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, shuffled in.
Yeah. Forget. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my bad, dude.
Shit. Oops. Forgot about it.
I just can't stop shuffling.
It's like, well, I was shuffling and it just felt kind of small, and I looked around. And I was like, oh, there's a pile of money. Yeah.
My deck or is this my deck?
That's how you mulligan too much.
Yep.
Like,
holy shit.
That's why I always get all weird. I was like, oh, wait, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm shuffling. It's like, oh, well, it's like, wait, where's your hand? Make sure you don't confuse that.
Yes, yes. Do not confuse it. Here, give me your hand.
Yeah.
I'll
your
hold
hand,
it for you.
Yeah.
Oops.
Nope. Sorry. Yeah. I'll hold your hand. Here, this is your graveyard.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You got it.
Do your thing. Oh, God. That's funny.
Yeah. What do you guys think about scooping? Talking about that,
like, yeah, right. Talking about scooping.
Yeah. Scooping? Yeah, yeah. You know, just quitting.
you win. I think scooping, like, you know, like there's an etiquette, like, you know, there's a respectful way to scoop, and then there's like some ways that might be perceived as salty.
Yes.
You know, so I guess.
So would you say one of those salty times is like when you cast your commander and dude sitting across from you is like shaking in his boots because he's got a kill spell in his hand and he can't even wait for the card to resolve and he goes,
oh, you mean like, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, dude, you know who you are. I'm just kidding.
But, yeah, it's like, I think it's just one of those things where if you can talk it out, like, hey, man, like, I don't have anything else in my deck that I can do. Yep. Like, I'm just going to go ahead and scoop. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
You got this. Or, you know, sorry, I was high as fuck. I just shuffled my hand into my deck and I can't remember it.
Yep, I deserve to lose.
Yeah, I deserve to lose.
But it's turn three.
But
it's a quick episode for me tonight, guys.
Yeah.
I do see, like, turn one. Some kind of like, one of these, like, king making where it's just like, yo, like, we just killed this guy. It's just like, it's basically like two against the giant that just knocked the one person out, and the one person goes, well, you know what? You swung at me last turn, and I really want to fuck you over. It's like, and the best way I can think about it now is if I just do nothing. I scoop, what do you want me to do? If I, you know, without you, I just have to lose to him. It's like, well, I guess you lose, buddy. Cry clown tears.
Will told Aaron another day, fuck you, Aaron.
You know, emotion is part of the game, dude.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
Yeah. What's our new line?
What, dude? Oh, for the show, it's like, oh, it's only what?
The salt's only situational comedy. until it becomes ironic.
Oh, so it's a situational irony. Yeah. Yeah. A situational comedy until it becomes situational irony. Because yeah. Obviously, you know, it's always funny until it happens to you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he said that, and we were like, we got to write this down.
Yeah.
So we definitely have it written down in places. It's a great line.
Right?
Describes everything.
But it's like it describes Commander perfect.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it does. You know, it does. It's a good. Like,
you know, everyone's just vibing until it becomes not a vibe.
Yeah.
Until back to basics comes. Yeah, he's like, when does it become not a vibe? It's like, oh, I can't really tell you, but you'll know. You'll know when the vibe's off.
You can know when the vibe's off.
Yeah. Turn three blood moon. Oh, something's yeah. I don't know what the hell is going on, dude. Yeah.
Let's not talk about that. That was painful.
I scooped the other day. Someone played back to basics turn three or four. It's like my one deck, I've literally three basics in it. I was just like, I'm good.
Because what do they want you to do? Do they want you to sit there and suffer while I play my deck? Please. Yeah. It's like, if you want the win, take it.
It's like your ex walks to the door kind of vibe. Like, okay, no one's having fun anymore.
What the fuck just happened here, guys?
Yeah, dude, I'll get on that later.
Time to go home.
That's pretty good.
Funny shit. Yeah, we definitely are trying to steer away from having those late game psych riffs without a win.
No reason to prolong the game.
When it's late riff in the game,
swing through.
If that's what you're doing.
But if you don't have nothing to swing through with, just kind of gotta let the game, like, you know, let destiny play out. You don't have to. You don't have to have a hand in fate all the time.
No,
you don't got to be the hero. You know, I think that's one of those things with when you go to like the LGS, is when you just look for a commander game. Like, some people come in there with, and they have that. Some of us like to affectionately call it, like, they have like the main protagonist syndrome. So they have to like drive the game. They have to be the one in control. They have to, you know, like, it's like, oh, well, like, I don't think that's fair. Like, maybe you should listen. It's like, oh, I'm just trying to play my card. I just actually just put a combo in here and like, I'm actually just trying to get to the combo so I can play it. I don't really care what's going on, because if I get the combo, I win. It's like, I think you need to stop this. And, you know, they kind of get into that mentality where it's like, oh, well, this is what makes a fun game. And you kind of have to
be open. Let people play.
You have to be open. It's like, hey, play your game. No one's complaining about the way you play your game, buddy.
I was telling our friend Will the other day, I was like, hey, man, I'm not going to do any more carrying with the spot removal or anything interaction. I go, I'm just going to win games now. He was like, oh, what? And I was like, yeah, dude, you're on your own, dude. I was like, I'm not interacting with Brad or David anymore. You've got to do it.
That's a good strategy.
Yeah, I go, fuck you, dude. I'm just going to win games now.
That's a good strategy. It's I can't interact. Yeah. Like, you know, if that messes with your strategy, you deal with it.
I'm not going to sit here and turn four, five, and six, try to blow up people's shit instead of playing my stuff.
And you try to politic, and you're like, oh, well, if I take care of it now, will you take care of it next time? I'm like, and then the next time comes, and they're like,
I didn't draw anything.
I'm tapped out. There. I'm all tapped out. It's like, because you're playing things instead of getting rid of it.
It's
like
rough.
Like a couple of weeks ago when Brandon was feeding my commander.
I was like, why are you doing that?
He had to keep attacking. His creatures said they had to attack every turn. So he kept attacking into me, and when he would attack into me, it created chaos.
It pumped, like, whenever another creature dies, it just pumps his, his dude.
I was playing vampires, and it was
Blade of the Blood Chief or something like that.
Six mana one that whenever a creature you control dies, or whenever a creature dies, put a +1/+1.
Yeah, that, yep.
Yeah. It's a
it gets out of hand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, what, 40?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it was like a 40-40.
Yeah.
Dude just had a
and I was on your level. I was like, man, you know what? I tried to help the board stay all this time, but you guys kept getting rid of my shit instead of getting rid of that sword. So when I had removal, I said, nope.
Yeah.
I said, I took the first swing, so I know he's at least swinging at two other people before it comes back my way.
Fuck you all.
It's been like six counters a turn or something like that.
Yeah.
Because he would swing at me with like three creatures, and I would block them. Two of my creatures would die. I'd get tokens, whatever.
Yeah, two of them would trade, so that's four of them that would die.
Oh, and shit, yeah.
And then
right.
He kills the one, so that's five.
Two counters every turn.
And then it's doing it twice.
Yeah, yeah.
So like three turns, it was like a 40-40.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm gonna fuck you now.
Yeah.
You didn't kill it, and Foo's going, why didn't you kill it?
I was like, you couldn't kill it. You couldn't kill the artifact. You couldn't get rid of the artifact. You couldn't get rid of the sword or the creature or, okay, neither one of them. I was like, oh, I guess I can't now either.
Something's gotta go.
Yeah, I was like, something's gotta go. If it's my stuff, then I was like, I'm just taking my whole self out.
I'll shuffle my hand in my library. I don't give a shit.
Like, I guess it's now a good time to hit the bull.
A few weeks ago, I was playing Umbrus, and when we sat down in our roll zero, I just basically told the table, like, I don't have a whole lot of removal in here, so you guys get to deal with it. And they're like, oh, okay. And they didn't understand, and then Fu ran us over.
Yep. Yeah. That's how it goes.
Yeah, I think that was Shorkai.
Yeah.
Shorkai gets out of control quick too. Real quick.
Yeah, I just like, fuck it. I don't care anymore. I'm just going to play my shit.
Just going to play
the line. Yeah.
Playing whatever.
If I die, I die. Whatever.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It's real funny.
Will has increased his removal.
He has. After
he's grown up.
8 years of playing Magic.
Yeah. Building when I built the Umbra stack and didn't have much removal in it, I was like, is this the right way?
Yeah.
This doesn't seem right.
This does feel right.
Either put removal in or put more protection in if you're not going to run removal.
Well, I decided that I would go with the thought process that I'm milling everybody, so that's the real removal.
Yeah.
That removes the ball,
right? I don't have to
Leyline of the Void out.
Yeah, I don't have to spend mana to kill your creatures if you can't cast them at all. Yeah, Umbrus is pretty mean. Pretty mean. But it's got to get there.
Yep.
You know? It's just like a lot of commanders anymore. They can be as mean or CEDH or whatever, you know, you want to call it, but it still has to get there.
Yep.
You still got to
have the right pieces out.
Yeah, you got to have some plan.
Yeah, 99 cards you have to go through.
Yeah.
99 cards you got to go through, that's right. At least it's not a battle of wits and you have 200 cards.
That'd be like a normal deck for me. Large.
Well, speaking of playing, I think we're going to film, spoiler alert, I think we're going to film a game, a little crossover game after this. So I don't know when it'll come out after this podcast episode comes out, but if you're all listening,
it's coming.
It'll be coming.
Little and, teaser.
Yeah. And we're going to lay sideways.
Ooh.
Each other
and sideways and behind.
Yeah.
Sideways and behind. Oh my God.
Sideways and from behind. So, we're going to get to know each other real quick. So I thought it'd be fun to do the rule zero before the game on the podcast.
Yeah.
Just get it a little.
People are going to have to reference that.
Yeah.
Reference the podcast.
Yeah.
They're going to go into that video and be like,
Link in bio.
Right?
Link in bio.
Maybe we can. Link in bio.
Yeah, for the bio for the video, we'll put the link for the podcast.
Let's make this.
It's got a timestamp for exactly
let's make this
where we're
as convoluted
about.
And complicated as
with
we could possibly
stamp.
Make it.
But maybe the timestamp actually say that it's for the right spot, but
let's
really
make
starts
our,
at zero.
Let's make our fans really work at this.
Yes. Sorry, fans.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah. Hey, fans, go fuck yourself.
But we love you,
Tommy. Yes. Fuck you. Just kidding.
Damn, Tommy, I'm sorry, bro.
Actually, Albert, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, oh, Albert, wow. Can fuck himself.
Wow, you guys have two
fans. Yeah, we have two fans. Damn. Actually, Albert's not much of a fan. Yeah. He just talks shit to us.
Yeah. We got a couple of guys that talk shit.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny sometimes. Oh,
a YouTuber that talks shit to us.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just another Monday.
Yeah.
No, Tuesdays.
That's just another Saturday. That's when I started seeing him come through. That's Saturday.
I made some shitty, like, 4-minute, like, Hole Breacher band response video, and it was fucking shitty, and this dude... this dude commented and he was like, this is the dumbest analyzing of this card being banned that I've ever seen before, or something like that.
But I will continue like, to watch.
And you're just like, oh, yeah. Well, you're so good, yeah. You make
it. I was like, wow, thanks for taking me serious.
Yep. Thanks for the comment and the view.
Thank you for your continued support.
Yeah, I was like, holding my cat in the video. I'm like, wow. Well, I'm glad you thought you know that or took my my thoughts seriously, dude.
I'm sitting here kissing a cat between sentences.
Hole Breacher should not have been banned. It was a shitty call.
Yeah.
It could have gotten me 2 billion treasures.
It could have cast the 3 cards in my hand that turn.
And I would not have won.
Yeah.
Was I fucking casting Bigglesworth?
The wrong color has ramp now.
Yeah.
And the wrong way.
Yeah. But, yeah, that was funny. I was just like, okay. Yeah.
All them treasures just made red so good.
Well, for some reason, green has treasures.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, green has... green. Like, so for some reason, for like... I don't know if they've even made it yet or not, but like... I just like it. It's in my head. It's really weird that they have this enchantment that says tap a land and like, you know, you make a treasure, and it's in the same standard rotation as an Elder Dragon that you pay 10 life with and you untap your land.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm just trying to think like, that's insane. Like,
oh, and Revel of Riches is in that.
Yep.
Color pie.
Yeah, it
or
is.
Color. So, yeah, there you go.
That's too much.
I mean, that's a lot of mana to win a game, but.
Yeah.
That
You'll
works.
Get there.
Shit's easy these days, yeah.
Yeah, tap your lands. Like
yep.
I didn't think of Belladross.
I'm just talking about in standard, because you play your lands, and then you play, you play your Belladross, and you pay to untap them, and then you tap them, and then you. Play the stash thing. And you pay 10 life, and hopefully you gain 1 life because you played one of those bounce lands, and you're one, and then you tap them all again, and then you can play Jin Kataxis in the because the first spell they play is going to get countered.
Yeah.
They're done. Insert anything scummy.
It's all it takes.
Jin Kataxis.
Yeah, but any standard game plan right now in my head is just ramp up and. Play Jin Kataxis.
Yeah.
Still. Yeah.
I mean, if I played standard, I'd probably go that route too.
Yeah.
We played the other night, and I played that the newer Jin Kataxis for the first time. And
card's a beast.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Card is
a beast. I ninjutsued it in.
Oh. And
it was just like everyone. It was just like you guys just waited for me to figure out a way to finish it out, but.
There it was.
I was like, oh my god, this card's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I couldn't do anything.
We haven't really played it yet, so.
I had a turn two, or not a turn two, I had a 2-turn kill in my hand. I had a Psychosis Crawler and a Peer into the Abyss in my hand. And I was getting ready to cast the Psychosis Crawler off the rip. I pulled Jin Kataxis and I went instantaneously. I went Jin Kataxis.
Yeah. Change the game plan.
Came back to me. Yeah. Psychosis Crawler. I get 2.
Yeah.
And go.
Nice.
Comes back to me. Peer into the Abyss. I get 2.
Everyone dies.
Yeah.
Everybody's dead.
Yeah.
Night night.
Love it.
You can't even counter it.
Yeah, right. It's a counter and then counter. No, you can't even do that.
Right.
Yeah, well, there's a copy of it, too.
There's a copy of it.
There's a copy of it, too, so you can't even counter that. I mean, unless you had, like, 3 counters in your hand.
What the hell was that game that I, with Joda, that I intuitioned? Yeah. And then on my turn, I top-decked Shit. Show and tell.
Show and tell. Yeah. Oh, God. Intuition, then he got all the three best Praetors.
Yeah.
And then he...
Show and tell.
And then he show and tell. And, you know, obviously the one was Shieldred. Yeah. So he got that back.
Oh, yeah, Shieldred.
He got the one in his bin, which was probably Vorinclex, because that's the one terrible. I'm always going to opt to go into the graveyard.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Horrible. And then he got it back with Shieldred. And then, Gentaxis, the original one, was in there. So it was just like, okay, cool. Good game, dude. Yeah. It was probably the most wildest. Like, that was like turn four or something.
Yeah, it was
crazy.
I should probably put that in Tiamat.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Show and tell. Yeah.
Yeah, show and tell and Tiamat seems pretty good.
We're doing an Oathbreaker. Doing like a Commander League gameplay series, and like a league. And, I can't remember which game, but we're doing like Oathbreaker. We're calling it Oath Daddy because it's like a commander deck with a spell.
Okay.
And I'm doing the 3-drop Teferi with Show and Tell, and it's just going to be.
It's going to be funny.
It's going to be fucking like, what's his face? Blight Steel and shit.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Stacks with blight.
Dude, you know what I'd build? I would build it would be Strixhaven Rowan and Will, the flip one.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it would be the spell would be like I think it's like a 4-drop from Modern Horizons. It's like look at the top 5 or something, pick 2 cards, mana cost 3 or less, and you can cast them, and you just play a bunch of Dragon's Approaches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny as hell.
Oh, shit.
He's got a Dragon's Approach deck.
I did the Varen, the duel guy.
Nice.
The duelist with Dragon's Approach.
Yep. I'm building a mono blue Teferi with Expropriate.
Seems dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a funny game. It's gonna be salty.
Yeah, I can't wait for
that's
one.
Gonna be an insta scoop for me. Yeah. Like, well, if you get like, you know, because my thing is like, if you get 5 turns, I'm gonna. It's like
I'm good.
Yeah, it's like if you can, you know, like I'm confident in you because you got off the 5 turns, you know.
So, yeah.
So now I'm just gonna go ahead and scoop, so you don't have to work.
Yeah, it's a lot of brain work.
Yeah,
man.
it's already hard work to like, get an expropriate through the table, you know, and then for us to sit there and bear through it all.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah, you got this.
Yeah.
Like, or you can have a land.
It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be real Orby.
I mean, yeah.
Let's go to Orbeez.
Unless you do like just like a total Chad, and you're like, yeah, you know what? Here, have my Kozilek. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know, it's like, yeah. Don't take another turn.
He won't kill you first. Yeah, you gotta kill everyone first.
Like, I guess everyone else will have another turn. Yeah. But at least take this to swing at them.
Yeah.
Kill someone else with it.
Yeah. He'd lose it if he killed you first.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
He's like, here, take this weapon. Take this crisp blade.
Peace offering.
Yeah.
Take this weapon and do with it as you will, just as long as it doesn't involve me.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if it does,
so be it.
Say
so
lobby.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
You're
with
the scumbag
me.
That played Expropriate in the first place. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a mono blue deck. It's not Earthbreaker deck. It's a commander deck. It's Arcanus.
Okay.
So basically I want to draw my deck somehow, some way. There's a bunch of different ways to do it, of course, but there's also like, it's got a pretty good counter package in it. It's got 11 counter spells. It's also got, a really, really good enchantment package. A lot of doubling spells and things like that.
Yep.
And, the one thing it doesn't have a whole lot of is lands.
Okay.
Yeah, like it's a mono blue deck that has 29 lands.
Okay.
And I decided that I wanted to play it against my friends, and that's why it's got 29 lands. Because sometimes I'm forced to keep a 2-lander, and I'm like, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
You know, but
I don't want it to be worse.
But there's a lot of 1-drops, like 1-drop spells. Yeah. So, you know, I'm going to find those lands.
Yep. Yeah, there's plenty of rocks and stuff. Yeah.
You're in blue, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Card draw.
All the free stuff in blue anyways. You know.
Yeah, right.
There's not that much free stuff in the deck. I mean, there's copy effects. Okay. So. But there's multiple ways to win. I can win through damage if I have to, but it's probably not likely.
Yeah, dropping down that low amount of lands isn't the worst thing. you build the deck around that, then you could probably get through.
Keep the mana curve low too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's some eight drops in there.
Yeah.
Some. More than one. Yeah, you know, like
Tight Spout's a combo.
Seven
right?
drops.
Yeah, but there's not like 10 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, right. Like,
this is true. There's from mana cost 5 and higher, I'd say there's probably 10 or 15 cards. Something around there. Like it seems like a lot, but it's really not.
Yeah.
Just because
I'm sure they're like spells. A lot of them are like spells.
Planeswalkers and enchantments and stuff like that. Like what's that one doubling enchantment whenever you cast your first instant or sorcery, copy it? Or no, it's whenever you cast an instant or sorcery, you copy it.
The Locust one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thousand Year Storm?
No, it's just Mono Blue.
Oh, Mono Blue, yeah. It's shit.
Swarm Intelligence.
Swarm Intelligence.
Yeah. Man, you see that? Swarm Intelligence just happened, too. Yep. Both got it at the same time.
It happened.
But yeah, like, it's a lot of fun. It can combo off, but it tries not to. It tries to let everybody play and have fun.
It tries not to.
And then it'll win.
Yeah. What are y'all thinking about playing today?
I don't know yet. I've been thinking a lot. I've kind of thought about
What's the vibe here? I brought some powerful shit. I brought some not so powerful shit. So, are we looking for a fun time or are we looking for a fun time? How do we want to remember each other when we part ways?
With a video that the masses will love.
Yes.
You know, we have a thing that we do on the Conclave, and we seem to do it more and more every week. And we just walk like a tightrope, you know? Like, we tiptoe around it. If it seems like the game could be sped up a little bit, let's do it.
Yeah.
You know, don't take your foot off the gas.
Yeah.
If it seems like the game needs to slow down a little bit and you have ways to, like, not halt it, but, you know, we're early enough in the game to where you can say, okay, let's stretch this out a little bit.
Yeah.
I have a few more things I want to do before I
get
the ghost.
Yeah.
Like, we can do that, too.
I don't have anything that's CEDH. Like, I won't win turn 3 or 4. I definitely like the aspect of, like, playing the game out, you know? So I don't have anything like that. I just, when I mean, I just, it's tuned well and it does its thing well. But I don't think I really have anything that just fucking just like, oh, you got, fuck you guys, you're done.
You know? I mean, I did just describe something that on turn 7 or 8 could do that, but.
I think that's fine, though. I think that's a long enough game for everyone.
Because the thing is, just like, you know, like if you're starting to do it, like, turn 2 or turn 3, like everyone can see, and like, oh shit, well, we're probably gonna have to start attacking you. And then it's just like, if you do get it off turn 7 or 8, it's like, it doesn't seem too bad because everyone tried to do the best that they could
to stop it.
So, and if they couldn't, then it is what it is.
Yep.
Right on.
That's kind of where I'm at. I don't feel like anyone gets anything out of winning turn 3 or whatever. Which is, you know, it is fun sometimes to do that.
My thing is like, if you have it, then like do it. But it's just like, you know, like, you know, like, do it so like we can move on with the next thing.
Yeah,
so it's just
yeah.
like, oh, like, you know, like I don't like, you know, like, you know, like, so because some people have like, oh, I had the hot hand, I had to do it. It's like, all right, that's fair. Go ahead and do that. And let's shuffle up and play the next one. And, you know, like, you don't have to make, we don't got to make a big deal out of it. You know, like, if you want us to, like, raise a little circle or something, like, let us know. Yeah. But it's like, okay, like, you know, but other than that, I guess you did win. Like, you know, it's just like, okay, like, sorry, like, did you want to win that way or did you want to keep playing?
Because we
are only in turn 3. Like, you know, like,
I do love interaction, even if it's not in my favor. It is fun. Because if I can feel the range of emotions, then I will.
But I just want to see the game play out. You know.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So
it's what keeps it interesting.
Yeah. Too, right.
Like the interactions. How they're.
Yeah. Going. That's the way that I view. Like, I guess like my view on EDH is like it's sort of like, you know, like you said, it's more of like a social thing. It's more of the interactions.
Right.
And then like out, like, you know, like say like, you know, like you have like, you know, like every like interaction is sort of like rated, like, you know, like a chess move, like, mm-hmm. oh, like, that was a grandmaster move. It's like, oh, that was a kind of a noob. I don't know how to do that. It's like, you might have to play the computer again. Yeah. Might have to go on a read.
Calls out Will for doing that shit all the time.
You gotta spar some more.
So a couple of weeks ago, we were playing a game, Maestro's Ascendancy. Yeah. Aaron had out, and my friend had just played a replicating ring. Instead of blowing up the Ascendancy, Will decides to blow up the replicating ring. And Aaron proceeded just to shit all over the table.
Yes.
So it was a learning experience.
Yeah.
Well, we don't.
I understand. Yeah.
We'll decide on that one later.
It happened. My bad. It happened.
Yeah.
Shit. TBD on that one.
Yeah. We know about the learning experiences. We know about the learning curve, dog.
Yeah. You know, no worries.
I will give it to him. It's like a brand new card.
Yes.
And there's a lot of words on it.
There's a lot of words.
Words are hard for him.
It's like that with newer cards.
Yeah.
Now, if it was like an everyday, every time occurrence.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, I thought I told you last time to read your card.
Don't do me like that, Fu. Don't do me like that.
hey, I don't know. Some people won't, you know, it's all right.
So what do you guys have with you today? You said you got a bunch of decks. I brought a bunch of decks,
so yeah. I just kind of threw them out.
Walk me through. Like, what's some salt?
Like, you know. So there's like five decks in here that I thought would be fun for me.
Okay. that's a good start. That's a fair start.
I have my Kinrith Reanimator deck.
Okay.
And it has all the Kamigawa dragons that...
The OG ones or the new ones?
Well, both.
Okay. So, all of them. Okay.
Yeah, so everything...
My bad.
Everything's dying and getting triggers.
Everything's dying and coming back.
Yeah. Yep. And, yeah. So there's a bunch of that. It runs pretty well. It's fun. But... And then there's, obviously, Salt Nekazar.
Yeah, Saltusar, Salty Fries.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
we just played Nekusar on camera last week.
Satoru Umezawa.
Oh, no, that's the one. Ninjutsu. That's the Jinkataxis.
That one's pretty fun.
Gotta watch out for that shit.
The Ninjataxis.
Chatterfang.
Okay, we got a Chatterfang over here.
And then we got a... this deck has never won because it gets hated on a lot. Turgrid. So there's that. That's the vibe I brought.
All right.
I did bring another like six decks that
just
aren't
in case,
just like chill stuff. So
yeah, for sure.
I got that. So if we're not feeling any of that,
I mean, it's whatever you're feeling.
Yeah. Right. We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that sounds. A lot of fun.
Oh, snap. He's whipping out the suitcase.
I think Chatterfang. Chatterfang's my most combo deck. Closest to a combo deck, so.
What do you mean closest to a combo deck? Because all of my decks have combos.
Right.
All of them have combos. Yeah. We got garlic cheese, we got pizzeria,
peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
Nah, we don't got that flavor yet.
Combination pizza rolls.
Yeah, we need some more new Capenna for that. For those PB&J.
I think the Kinrith is my favorite right now. It just runs really well. It's fun.
You know, I got a bunch of poop.
What you got?
I got a Korvold, you know, standard fare, attacky and sacky.
Yeah.
We should all just play our dragon.
Yeah, we should.
I just like whoever plays out fucking whatever Karth first wins.
Wait,
I have three dragon. Yeah, well, three dragon commanders. I used to have four.
Didn't we all play Scion one night?
Yeah.
Just to see who won first.
Yeah, that four Scion
ended like turn four or something.
Yep. Nice. I have Scion of the Ur Dragon. That's just Dragon Tribal. Velomachus.
That deck's probably
swing out.
That right now,
swing
I think
tribal.
That, I think
swing out tribal.
Yeah, attack tribal. Yeah.
I would name it turn things sideways, make your friends cry, but he has vigilance, so I can't.
Yeah. I think that one's your like.
His stance, I punch you in the face.
Yeah. Like, just coming.
I think that one's your best one.
I like right Villamacus a lot.
Villamacus is pretty good. It definitely is the most consistent.
Villamacus sounds agonizing.
Tiny Bones and Jadar.
Oh, no.
Tiny Bones is, you know, discard.
Nah.
Yeah.
It's a not couple of things.
Yeah, it's not a couple of things. Discard.
Your Jadar deck's really good, too.
Jadar, that's an infinite combo deck. I'm just looking to get Gravecrawler out with Blood Artist, Phyrexian Altar.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. It's like my Wilhelm deck, but easier.
Yeah.
Less depth.
Yeah. Karth, which is Golgari Planeswalkers. Torbran, Mono Red Burn. That one's pretty brutal. I will not play that one.
We played it.
That Brandon one's just for Albert and Response EDH. Fuck you.
Yeah, Brandon had Torbran.
Everything a bolt, at least. Yeah.
Yeah. We were getting bolted like every turn for everything.
What about Lord Xander, dude?
I built Lord Xander recently.
Nice.
Hated Will out of the game once.
Yeah.
Hated him out.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Bruvac and then attacked Will.
Oh, yeah. Snap, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
okay.
He was like, "What?"
I was like, "That's kind of funny." Like,
it's kind of a meme. That's the whole thing. Is I'm just trying to attack and mill someone out. It's that and there's Bruvac and the enchantment Frayed Sanity.
Yeah,
those are two. That's the only combos in there. I run some clones too, so he comes in. You get the ETB and the die trigger.
Nice. Dude, we love that, dude. I mean, you played it right.
And then Lord Windgrace, which is a total scumbag, mass land destruction.
Yeah.
We'll keep him
hooked. You guys scumbag. Yeah. Real estate.
You guys talked about that like last week.
I'll just alter him into a suit. This is like Lord Windgrace, real estate agent. Like.
If you won't give
here's
it to
land,
me,
I'll make
your
sack. Yes. I would like your land for.
You have a billboard with
one,
him up
please.
There.
Yeah.
Yes.
Give us your land.
Yeah.
Yes.
Land destruction.
So I'm probably leaning towards Xander or Velimachus or Scion. Scion's pretty fair, too. But there's one combo with that Molten Steel Dragon Scythrix.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, we love that combo.
Yeah.
Seems pretty great. So I've got... I brought a handful of decks with me, but I've got Karametra Elves.
Okay.
It's pretty classic Elves, infinite combos in there. I want to try to get as many of the lands out as possible. There's a lot of different ways to draw cards. There's also Cloudstone Curio, just for fun shenanigans.
I love that card.
And there's there's a Curter Hoof. There's a Endraiser Forerunners. Yep. There's a couple other ways to pump the team and make them really big really quick.
Ibex.
Selves. Yeah.
Yep.
Ovenwald.
No. There's also an Ulamog in there because why not?
Yeah. Why not?
No moose.
You got to ramp it in something.
Kind of blow up some shit at some point in time. It's a lot of fun. It can be fast. It can be slow also, like it's done all of it. This deck here is and it can also get hated out by Blood Moon really easy. So this here is Breena. Breena is a bit of a politician, but she's also a little bit of a bitch. She wants to
politician isn't
she wants to blow up your lands also. But she's limited her way of blowing up lands with just doing individual lands, and so it's a lot of fun. It keeps the land destruction down, keeps the salt from the land destruction down. But like it runs the four lands that blow up lands, and then some other like one of like,
Sinkhole.
Blow up lands.
Yeah, we got blow up lands every
now
and then.
Who does that?
This guy. This is my classic Jeskai deck, which is Essior and Akiri, Line Slinger. Essior, I've played it on the show a handful of times.
Yeah.
It's a fun deck. It's pretty high powered. It's got a lot of mana rocks in it to accelerate and also to make Akiri a giant on the front end.
Yeah.
So that's basically
she can be brutal.
It's got like four swords in it, a bunch of other stuff. It's enchantment or it's artifacts. It does have a getaway car and a Dockside Extortion.
Yeah. Okay.
Good combo.
Yeah.
It's got to. So it does also have infinite combo with Heliod Suncrowned and Walking Ballista.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Sometimes that's you just got to end the game.
Yeah, you do. Seriously.
And if you got it in hand, you might as well lay it down.
Yep.
This is Atraxa Planeswalkers.
Okay.
Nice.
It does have a new toy in it from the streets, besides a couple of lands. It's got the Luxior, the sword that turns your planeswalkers into creatures.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah.
So I don't know how that plays out yet. I haven't played it with that one card. That's all I did was switch out one card for another and a couple of lands. So other than that, it's going to play the same. You know, if it gets to happen, it's cool. Yep. If not, it is what it is. This is Umbris. Umbris is a mill deck. That's all it wants to do. There's not much I can say about it. It's combo city mill.
Yeah,
so like Helm of Obedience and Void, GG.
Yeah.
What was it that I got to do?
That Painter Servant combo.
Oh yeah, it's got the Painter Servant combos in there. Because you can Painter Servant or with Painter Servant, you can Grindstone or you can what's the blue enchantment?
If it's the same color,
you can repeat that process.
Yeah.
So there's that.
That's cool.
There's only one tutor in it.
Okay.
I only put one demonic tutor in it because I felt like the deck was just like it I want to draw into it naturally.
Yeah.
I don't want to just straight fuck you on turn three.
Yeah.
I mean, with those four cards that we just named, we could do that. So. Yeah. Let's not do that. Plus, Umbris is a big enough threat to deal with as it is. When he enters, target player mills or exiles until they hit a land.
It's like, brutal.
It can be or it can be, you know.
Yeah, that sucks, dude.
50.
Yeah. Especially, I'm running, 32, 33 lands in my deck.
Yeah.
And then
you got that thing combined with, like, Murkavos. I don't know if you have Murkavos in there.
Yeah, I don't. And this is Zenigo's God of Dragons. This is my dragon's deck.
Yep.
There's like four creatures that aren't dragons.
Okay.
The rest are dragons, and they're here to party.
Yeah. Shit, we might have to do a dragon game then.
Yeah, that's what
dragon
I was
party.
Yeah. Dragons.
Well, yeah.
You know.
Why not?
They're here to party, and they'll get big really quick. The episode that's dropping today that this is recorded on was this deck.
Okay.
There's some fun. Fun to be had. Don't sleep on the dragons.
Nope.
I've got too much stuff. I've got a Chatterfang deck.
That's
good. I've got Wilhelt. I've got Renansari. Got Zaphod.
Okay.
I've got
Tiamat.
I've got Admiral Beckett Brass.
Okay.
So
we should have a dragon party.
Think. A lot of options. They're all essentially, the best way I can explain it is like they're all well rounded. Like they're all made, but they're easy to pick up for like a friend to play and say like, I see the strategy, I see the win conditions. So they're all like very easy to see and I guess that's like the way I try to build decks, like easy playability. Let other people play it.
So people can use them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. My shit's powerful, but like I like to read the table too.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah.
If,
right.
If the table's ready for it to be powerful, let's make it powerful.
They're like convoluted. There's convoluted combos that only I know, right? And that's why. That's why I make the deck good.
Yeah. What was that shit we were talking about on the way here?
Yeah.
We had like a 40-minute conversation about a combo.
Oh yeah. It was
super convoluted.
Oh yeah. I had a. I didn't say it, but it's a a Will and Rowan, the twins from the Battle Bond. Those I have a Planeswalker, like a Super Friends deck, and there's essentially a combo where you get infinite turns, but it's convoluted because you have to add counters onto a land, and then you have to make an emblem that says activated abilities are then copied, and then you untap the lands, and then you retap it to reactivate the copies, and then you end up netting one turn, and then you take it, and then you have to just keep doing it. But it's one of those things that's like the combo is so convoluted where you're just like, after I'm done explaining it, you're gonna want to skip.
Yeah,
because it's gonna keep happening until I can swing out or do a win con or something.
Right. No, I'm good.
Yeah. That's like, funny shit.
Yeah.
Well, we could do dragons, or we could do squirrels versus dragons.
Yeah, we can have two or squirrels chomp, versus chomp, two chomp. Dragons.
Yeah,
that sounds terrible. That sounds terrible.
Well, we have because squirrels are dogs.
Definitely faster.
Yeah,
we
can dragons. Dogs. I can play, we can play squirrels.
The land. Yeah, we can play the forest versus the dragon.
forest versus the skies.
Yeah.
I mean,
we'll just get fucked, dude.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have any fly.
Maybe. Getting burned alive.
Motherfucker plays Mountain Quake. It's like, I guess it just hits everything without flying. It's like, damn, I guess it does.
I just spent three turns building up my dog army.
My bad.
Scorched.
Maybe next time you won't make him so squishy.
It's not good. It's not good for morale for kids to see it.
It's like when the Lannisters first met the dragons in Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
Scorched City.
Oh, man.
Light them up. Yeah. The dragons can get a little crazy sometimes. Like,
yeah. Well, we don't spoil it, but
nope.
If you guys want to give our last little sound off and let us know where we can find you guys.
Oh, well, you guys can find me at Food in the Noble on my Instagram, Twitter, or you can always follow us at the Commander's Conclave on Instagram, Twitter.
Yeah.
And then
we got the YouTube channel, which is the Commander's Conclave. It's real easy to find. There's about 40 episodes on there as of today. There's got to be somewhere, somehow, there's a video that somebody will like.
Yes.
Got to. Yeah.
There's 40 of them. So,
love averages.
You can also find our decks. Well, most of our decks, Fu won't cough up any of them lists, but he keeps that shit under lock.
You can subscribe to my Patreon.
He doesn't have no
Patreon. Or my OnlyFans, whichever one comes first. Yeah. I think OnlyFans is a little bit easier to
make money there.
To post. For paid posts. No, it's gonna be early only decks. It's gonna have like fantasy football advice. You never know what surprises might be. Maybe you just have to subscribe to it.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah, that's at onlyfans.com/foodinthenoble.
Food in the Noble. Yeah, you can find them there. I wouldn't search for it.
No, I wouldn't search for it.
My name's Edward. You can find me at Perciferous on all those socials. Instagram, Twitter. You can find me on Moxfield. You can find us on Moxfield, Commander's Conclave. Brandon, we'll go ahead and plug him also. He's at Codename Bluebird. You can find him on Twitter, Instagram.
He's connected to all of our
He's also getting ready to start doing a podcast too, which is pretty cool.
Yep.
So he might make another trip.
Definitely.
Yeah. He kind of wanted to be out here too, but... he had some busy things he had to do. So,
well, we're not going anywhere, so we can do it again
for a hot minute.
Yeah,
cool.
We'll see you after this game.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for coming out and being on, and I'm excited to play, and I think we vibe already.
For sure.
Check me. Oh, geez. Oh, don't forget, we're raising money for Walk to End Alzheimer's. Yep. That shit. There's a tournament coming up June 20th. Nope, that's the girlfriend's birthday, June 16th. June 16th.
Okay. Oops.
Well, you didn't forget it.
Yeah, I didn't forget it. Oh, we're double booked. Sorry, yeah, guys.
Double booked.
Yeah, shit. Sorry, babe. You're coming to this magic tournament, honey.
You gotta come on the board.
Don't worry. I'm just gonna go play cards. Yep. Augie's MTG on Instagram. Hit the bio. I got my link tree there. It's got all the shit. Moxfield,
link,
YouTube.
Link in bio, baby.
Yeah.
Link in bio. Link tree in bio.
Link tree in bio.
Yeah, we just started link tree. We haven't published it yet. I still got some tweaks on it.
It's so much easier than sharing everything.
Yeah,
so
big like, spoon, just little go to the bio. Spoon.
Yeah. Yep.
Then I don't have to plug my OnlyFans everywhere.
It's right there, dude. Yeah, it's already there.
It's just there.
It's just right there. We'll put it. We'll put it in the, you know, the Commander's Conclave page.
Don't put it at the top. That's a little
off. I'm going to put it at the top.
Yeah.
We heard he's a top.
Ajiz Media on YouTube. Check out the podcast episodes on YouTube. And then we also have Go Deck Yourself gameplay footage. And we've got some older shit called Salty Sunday Showdown. It was just us trying to figure out what the fuck we were doing. So
yeah,
we did a little rebrand, and so yeah, you can find a little bit of everything on our YouTube page. So
yeah, the first episode's pretty dope. So
yeah,
good job, bro. Yep.
Thanks, thank you.
First episodes that we did were kind of like us breaking the proverbial eggs.
Yeah.
It was a lot of work.
It was like teaching myself how to video edit. So
plus with like the previous person, we had like 15, 20 hours.
We actually had a lot of footage and like
couldn't use any of it.
Yeah, we couldn't use any of it. And I think it was at a point where this is like sort of the same point, I guess. Like Ed was like, I think we want him. I was just like, hey man, I don't think this is working. I think we need to like sort of like, you know, like get a group who understands what's going on to make, you know, the production and stuff a little bit easier on everyone and you know, try to make it a little bit more. Yeah,
it's different from just playing. Like, you have to, like, be like, I'm playing this.
Yeah.
And, like,
announce your shit.
Yeah. And then, like,
Will.
Yeah. Yeah. And the whole, like, it takes me, like, 20, 30 hours to do a game.
Yeah. Oh, like, it's like, for the audience, it's just another Salty Sunday. But, like, like the editors and stuff like
mad work.
That's a salty week.
It was like a month, really.
So I work like a full time job from 8 to 5. And when I come home, Sunday. So we film Saturday nights between 9 and midnight. And, Sunday morning, I get up and I start dissecting the. You know, I upload everything to my computer and then I start dissecting it, putting it together, naming the files, making sure that the audio and the video line up as best as I can. Usually I try to get it to the frame. Plus I film two cameras overhead and one camera off the side. So I got to line all that up too.
Yep.
'Cause nobody wants to see you throw down a card and then watch you throw down a card.
Yeah.
And then hear the snap of the card.
Yeah.
And then hear the...
It was the first game we aired. It was the film time was an hour and 53 minutes and I cut it down to like 56 minutes. So it was just like, you know,
that's a lot,
you know. Yeah. It's like they pick up your hand and go, this shit adds up after a while.
We had to work on that too. I think we talked a lot with like, hey, like, you know, again, it's with the team. You have to say, hey, we understand that it's a game, but you know,
but it's
like,
also a production.
I don't mind cutting out stuff. You know, if there's like a minute where it's just like someone thinking, I don't mind cutting all that out. It's not a big deal. But it's like
some people don't.
Yeah.
And, you know, kudos to them. Yeah. I'm a bit of a control freak.
Yeah.
So. I think I just like the flow. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you just want it to flow as best you can.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
You know,
Plus, we've got a lot of camera that's like on us. So,
yeah.
Yep.
I start cutting it and then you're like jumping around.
Oh, I just use a fucking like transition. Like we just, it dissolves and it's like dissolve over here and then like awesome.
I've done it a couple of times. Like we had a fade to black moment in one of our first episodes because we just couldn't finish the game in the time that we had allotted, and it was like 3 hours long, and I was like,
oh geez,
I gotta edit this and upload it.
They're gonna cut it like the Sopranos.
There
was no winner for the first few videos.
Sometimes we'll just start talking about like Star Wars or something. I'm like, we don't. We don't need to hear this stuff.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Awesome. You know, we love it.
Yeah.
Awesome,
but yeah.
Awesome. So. So are we ready to start playing some game?
Yeah, so thanks for watching, everyone, and do this stuff, the like, subscribe, comment. Leave shitty comments, too.
Yeah, talk shit.
If you, don't like us, let us know, dude. Flame us, dude. Yeah, so we're going to come to your town and fucking go play you in Magic, bro.
It's cool because we won't give up.
We will come. We will find you. Yeah. We will sit down and play a game.
Yes.
I don't know if we can record it. We got all this shit in, man.
Or we'll just talk shit about you later.
Yeah, definitely.
That guy's an asshole.
That guy took us serious.
All right.
All right. See ya.
Peace.